Growing the Game with Ballsy. He's brought to you by Pizza Hut in Saskatchewan and the Concord Group of Companies. Brought to you by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage, the home expert team. If you need a real estate agent in Regina and surrounding area, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355. Brought to you by Wheel Estate. Got a travel trailer you want to rent out or rent one this upcoming camping season? Check them out at wheelestate.ca, and their rentals are backed by a $1 million insurance policy. And I'd like to welcome a new sponsor, Riviere Ag Seeds in Radville, Saskatchewan. If you're looking for pedigree, durum, lentils, peas, or chickpeas this spring, give Paul a call at 306-869-7629 or check them out online at rivièreagseeds.ca. This is Growing the Game with Ballsy, a podcast dedicated to growing the sport of football in Saskatchewan. Now, here's Ballsy.
All right, joining me on the phone now, Brian Giebert, former CFLer. He is entrenched with Saskatoon Minor Football. Now, Brian, I know Regina Minor Football has been running a spring league here with much success. My son's playing in it right now. It's enjoyable to sit out on a, you know, mid-weekday evening and watch some football at the Great Libel Field. How's it shaking in Saskatoon?
Yeah, no, things are good. This is our seventh year of our academy and our second year of our spring league, and the players are flying around. I mean, the talent's never been better than what we've seen this year. It is fast football, and the guys are having a lot of fun.
Now, Northern Saskatchewan predominantly strong when it comes to line play, but skill position wise, I think Southern Saskatchewan's a little bit ahead in terms of, you know, when I was talking with Mike Thomas with Football Saskatchewan, and that's kind of been the trend over the last few years. He seems to think it has to do with the strong minor football program in Regina, but he thinks Saskatoon's on the right track. Do you kind of agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think, you know, RMF has been leaders with a lot of the stuff they've been doing, you know, in the country in terms of how they've developed their tackle football programs and stuff. And we have done stuff a little bit differently up here in Saskatoon, but you know, we're starting to see similar results. And I mean, the last 2 years, our U16 team has beat the South Sask U16 mm-hmm. team. So maybe we are seeing a little bit of a shift here. And you know, I mean, the talent both in both ends of the province is spectacular. And I mean, that goes right through to our post-secondary teams too. I mean, Hilltop's won 5 national championships in a row, and that's predominantly made out of Saskatoon born or Northern Saskatchewan players. And you know, the Huskies won the Canada West last year. And you know, we couldn't be more proud of the talent that's coming out of Saskatoon and Northern Saskatchewan.
Well, and don't take me the wrong way. This podcast dedicated to football in Saskatchewan, and I love the Northern Saskatchewan kids too. It just seems like Southern Saskatchewan just a little bit ahead in some of the skill positions. But you mentioned something there, Brian, that I wanted to touch on. You said, we decided to do things a little differently up here in Saskatoon. So what did you do differently than maybe they were doing down here in the South?
Well, you know, one of the things when we approached our academy, it was about, our goals were about showcasing the talent we have here in Saskatoon, but more importantly is elevating fall high school football. Mm-hmm. We really wanted to make sure that our academy was preparing players for their fall season, preparing players to try out for U18 team, and the U16 team. And now, you know, adding the competition, and everything like that, we've changed the dynamic of our spring league. So we play shootout style football for the first, for the entire round robin of our spring league. So we're actually seeing about 130 to 150 plays in an hour and a half of football. And what we do is we don't make any cuts in our academy. So we just evenly distribute to the players. We have a draft, and we draft all of our U18 players, and then we draft all of our U16 players. And when we set up our games, we actually give the U18 offense and the U18 defense, they get a chance to be on the field. And then the U16s come out there. So they get some real meaningful game experience. And it's a really cool setup, because you start to see these U18 kids, these senior high school players, mentoring these younger grade 8s and 9s, because guess what? The success of their game is dependent on these younger kids, because if the younger kids score, hey, that counts in the actual mm-hmm. gameplay. So you're really starting to see this mentorship and these young kids looking up to the old kids, and you know, with the long term in mind, making sure that these kids can play U18, can play post-secondary, are developing and avoiding that burnout. That's why we kept the cuts out of it. You know, we want to develop everybody, because the reality is the kids that are in our academy, all 225 of them this year, they're going to play meaningful roles on their high school team, and they're going to be the mentors and the leaders. So we're also doing another thing to really off the field. We're developing some leadership skills, and we're really trying to encourage some of the senior members with some key leadership characteristics that they can take back to their home programs.
Sounds excellent so far up there in Saskatoon with Brian Giebert and the gang with Saskatoon Minor Football. You talked about shootout style of football. Fill us in. What's that?
Oh, so that's just like CFL overtime. So the 35-yard line and in. So we eliminate special teams from the research that I've read. You know, special teams is where the predominant amount of serious injuries takes place in football. And because of the shortened season in the spring, we want to really focus on that that offense and defense. Our coaches still do special teams drills and stuff in practice to make sure that these kids are honing those skills and developing them. But then they develop their systems for special teams right up to the final. So we play full games with punts and punt returns. We actually don't do kickoffs or kick returns in our final. We kind of adopted an AAF role where the teams get the ball on the 35-yard line to start their drives. So we eliminated kickoffs just, again, to simplify our practices and to limit the high-speed collisions that could occur. And we go from it for there. We really want to maximize the number of plays that these players got. And by eliminating special teams from the gameplay of our round robin, like I said, we're getting 130, 150 plays in an hour and a half, and really maximizing these reps for all of our players. Because another thing in our spring league is we make sure that every player gets in the course of a game, right? They're not guaranteed a set number of plays, but they are guaranteed a set number of series. So they need to be rotating in regularly per series. So the more success they have, the more plays they do get.
Brian Giebert joining us here from Saskatoon Minor Football and growing the game with Ballsy Talk in Northern Saskatchewan football. We love it up there. Okay, but here's the thing. You're an old school guy, man. You came up through the trenches. You're a hard-nosed Saskatchewan kid, played in the CFL. How do you feel about, I don't want to say the elimination of special teams, but as an old school guy, how do you feel about tailoring the game that way?
Well, you know, I am a special teams coach, Baldy. So, yeah. You know, I do have, I think it's one of the great things, especially in the Canadian game, is special teams. But at the same time, it's probably one of those things that we need to spend more time on developing and less time actually executing until those players are developed. Because, I mean, that's where you can see the huge variations in size and speed and collisions and stuff like that. So putting safety first, I think, is the utmost priority of both RMF and SMF. So when we've actually studied a lot of the literature that's out there, it's one of those things where we encourage special teams drills, those controlled situations where we can really, you know, teach the techniques and the fundamentals and the compete. But maybe limit the actual dynamic open environment situations where, you know, there could be that chance for a higher speed collision. So we really want to hone those skills before we actually kind of open that can and say, all right, we're going to do this for real and go live. So it's one of those things. I think it's a good reminder to all of us coaches that we probably do need to spend a little bit more time working on special teams and not just throwing out the backups out there and hoping for the best as it goes. You know, it's one of those things. And we are fortunate in Saskatchewan. We have a disproportionate amount of specialists that are in the CFL. You got Jordan Hughes and Chad Rempel and John Ryan and all those guys. I mean, we have some great specialists. So we do pay attention to that, but I think it's one of those things that, you know, the literature kind of does speak for itself, and we need to make sure that we're pretty good in close contact situations before we get into those wide space contact situation.
And I like your answer, because what a lot of people, you know, the casual fan doesn't realize, and they get up in arms and, oh, we're changing the game and this isn't the football that I know. The one thing about special teams, it is in more, you know, in a lot of football situations, it's structured 43 defense, you got this kind of offense and you're running these kind of plays. On special teams, it's kind of frantic, it's haywire, and you've got guys playing special teams that are also playing starting offense and defense, so you're apt to more injuries and more mistakes because you're also mentally tired.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think that's one of the things where we kind of overlooked that. All right, one other thing I wanted to touch on, Brian, is female football. You guys are getting into that in the Saskatoon area too, which I think is just great. I think there's two areas we can grow this game. I've said it a number of times. immigrants new to our country that are used to different sports like cricket and rugby, soccer. They're not used to our football per se. We can grow it that way, and we can grow it in the female division. Tell me about that.
Yeah, certainly those are two priority demographics that we're focusing on with minor football. So this year we launched a recruitment of grade 7 and 8 girls for our six-a-side tackle football league. We're looking to launch a division of girls seven and eight six-a-side tackle football. And so this is our 11th year of our six-a-side tackle football league. And we have seen the number of girls increase, kind of consistently over the past 10 years that we've ran the league. This year we put out that call for players and our first girls team is making their debut tonight, and we have some amazing coaches. They're going to be head coached by Marcy Halseth, who has represented Team Canada twice as a player, I believe, and once as a coach, and has a long career with the Saskatoon Valkyries and coaching here in Saskatoon High School, and she really took the leadership along with a couple other Husky players and Valkyrie players that are helping her out as well. So we're really fortunate. Now, we didn't get as many girls as we wanted to. We ended up with 38 in the league, but because of geography and stuff like that, a lot of the girls wanted to play co-ed with some of their fellow classmates and people from the same town and whatnot. So we have about 38 girls in the league this year, and we have one team of girls. But I'll tell you what, we did a safe contact practice last week, and these girls were ferocious. Like, They are tackling machines. They're not afraid of contact. And like you said, we have a lot of room to grow here with the girls, and we want to provide them with a great first experience. And I can't wait to watch them play tonight, because I know their coaches are excited and the girls are excited. And it's going to be a great game of six-a-side tackle football tonight. And we know that by giving them a great experience this year, we're going to see the league grow exponentially next year. And they will have their own girls division next year. I have no doubt about that.
Well, this sport has a bright future because of guys like this. Brian Giebert with Saskatoon Minor Football and growing the game with Ballsy. Thanks for this, Brian.
All right, thanks for having me.
Growing the game with Ballsy is brought to you by Pizza Hut in Saskatchewan and the Concord Group of Companies. Brought to you by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage, the home expert team. If you need a real estate agent in Regina and surrounding area, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355. Brought to you by Wheel Estate. Got a travel trailer you want to rent out or rent one this upcoming camping season? Check them out at wheelestate.ca. And their rentals are backed by a $1 million insurance policy. And I'd like to welcome a new sponsor, Riviere Ag Seeds in Radville, Saskatchewan. If you're looking for pedigree, durum, lentils, peas, or chickpeas this spring, give Paul a call at 306-869-7629 or check them out online at RivieraAgSeeds.ca. That was another installment of Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a story idea you'd like Michael Ball to pursue, please email him at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com.